USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A mass shooting in Milwaukee as a man shows up to work at the Molson Coors Brewery, shoots and kills five co-workers, and then apparently takes his own life. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers.
It is a tragedy for Milwaukee, yes, but it is a tragedy for the entire state of Wisconsin.
Police initially said the 51-year-old shooter had been fired earlier in the day, but Molson Coors disputes that, calling him an active brewery worker. President Trump addressing the nation yesterday, saying it's very, very ready for whatever the new coronavirus threat brings. Health and Human Services Chief Alex Azar adds,
the president's early and decisive actions, including travel restrictions, have succeeded in buying us incredibly valuable time.
Meanwhile, President Trump's put Vice President Pence in charge of the coronavirus outbreak response. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today, 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830, 877-439-8830. AccuQuote, call them today.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Major entertainment and sports ticketing companies are concerned about how their smaller competitors do business. Representatives from the major companies were expressing concerns before Congress yesterday when it comes to price transparency and hidden fees. The president of Ticketmaster, Amy Howe, telling lawmakers all ticket sellers have to show their fees at the same time for the system to work.
If you look at Ticketmaster and you go to another marketplace, that ticket may seem more expensive, but the other marketplaces are marking that down and putting fees as high as 40 to 50% on the back end. So they're making ill-informed decisions if you don't have apples to apples.
Not far from Los Angeles, police investigating a bizarre crime. They're looking for someone who stole a hearse that contained a casket with a body inside. Someone took the black Lincoln Navigator from outside a Greek Orthodox church last night in Pasadena. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Actress Lori Loughlin is now asking for a delay in the scheduling of a trial date over charges in the massive college admissions cheating scandal. The Full House star and her husband filing the motion after new evidence turned up showing that the ringleader of the admissions scam claimed federal investigators badgered him into lying. Another state is bringing an end to its death penalty. The latest on that from USA Radio's John Hunt.
Colorado is set to become the 22nd U.S. state to abolish the death penalty after lawmakers approved a repeal bill that Democratic Governor Jared Polis has pledged to sign into law. The passage had been virtually certain, with Democrats holding a substantial majority in the House, even with several Democratic lawmakers casting no votes for the 36-27 repeal vote. The bill, passed by a Democratic-nominated state Senate in January, would apply to offenses starting July 1st and would not affect the fate of the three men on Colorado's death row who face execution by lethal injection. Colorado's last execution was carried out in 1997 when Gary Lee Davis was put to death by lethal injection for the 1986 kidnapping, rape, and murder of a neighbor.
And the annual NFL Combine kicking into high gear today in Indianapolis as reps from all 32 teams watch on-field workouts will get underway. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.